painters that I can get. I can't get Howard, can't get Ford. I want to get you, and I want to get Aaron's, and I want to get Stennis. Can't get him. He's fishing, and I want to get to Mansfield and Erickson. But you have passed a good many times, and the Congress has, and other presidents have signed reporting provisions that give you time to do anything you want to. And I just passed the same bill in 5 minutes with the language saying that the Congress asked the president to, requires the president to submit notice of any closings at least 60 days before it takes action if the Congress is in session. And then I'll give you my commitment that if it's not in session, I won't do it except in case of emergency. It'll be in session all but month or so every year anyway. And I just passed that, and you've got a reporting provision, you've got precedent for it. The presidents don't like it. My attorney general and my general counsel say that I can't advocate it in my message, but I said, well, I voted for a lot of them myself, and I just tell them, go on, do it, and that's the way to avoid a big fight. And if you win, why, run over me, why, the country loses. And if I win, run over you, why, the country loses. And we're both the same, got the same purpose in mind, and so I think it, you can just...
I don't know how it worries me whenever McNamara knows how to do this.
Well, you all just, we just have to understand each other better, and that's a problem with everybody, and we have a minimum of them, I think, and I know you want to do...
Sign the paper.
Today. I'm going to sign it today. You run my budget, but I think it. I could be wrong, as well as I think you're wrong on both of them, and you think I'm wrong on both of them. So I'm going to send one back the veto and tell you quietly, go on and put a reporting provision in it, like you've been doing for years. And I'm going to go on and sign the pay, and I'll have to. No, nobody's going to be mad at you, and nobody's going to run over you. I wouldn't call you if I did. I wouldn't talk to you. But I just... You're the only chairman of God. And
if you want me, you know damn good.
I know that. I haven't called you because I want you to exercise your own function and be your own man and do your own job. I served on that committee a long time. And if I need to call you, I'll call you. And I'm not going to call you over... $500 million. I'm going ahead and sign it. And
how's my favorite
person? She's in right here and waiting to talk to you. I'll say, let her say hi.
I want to make a speech on the floor about what she's doing to change the face of America.
You just don't do anything. You do anything you want to, but don't do anything that hurts you at home. That's all I want. She said that
you
did hurt yourself at home. Well, she said you did. Here she is.
Linda? Oh, how are you struggling with that great, all those great big bears of problems up there?
Listen, I'm going to make a speech about you, the first lady who wants to beautify this country. I think it's the finest thing that any first lady ever did.
Oh, I want you to help me out.
I want to because I think this is it. Nicest thing a first lady could do.
Oh, thank you so much. Sometime I'd love to sit down and talk to you and your wife about it.
Well, no, she'd love it, but I know how busy you are.
Well, we'll get that chance sometime.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Linton wants to say one word, I think.
All right.
Amanda, this damn reporting provision, I don't like it, but I'm going to take it, and you all get together and look at your GSA Act that every other government agency has to... Well, Lee White, my office, or Cy Vance. All right, I'll send Cy. And all right, and then this damn this $600 million. I don't know where I'm going to get it, but I guess you're going to run for the nomination when I get out, because you got all the goddamn sergeants around me. They're just saluting you and they're running over me. Well, I'm going to sign it. I'm going to sign it for you and for them, because I don't think that you can ever pay a man that's willing to die too much money, and we pay him too little. But I'm just trying to spread it around. And
well, you know, we're going to change this thing about calling the Marines, no doubt. That bill I put in there for the Navy, we're going to change that so that we can call
That's all right. Well, what I'd do is let them, in case of an emergency, extend these enlistments. I'm just trying to avoid.
What we're going to do, we're going to say whenever the president deems that the country's in, just forget about the emergency so that you won't get people in hysterical like you want to avoid. It's just say, when in your judgment is needed, let you extend all of them.
That's good. That's good. That'd be dandy.
Mention the word emergency.
That's all right. That's exactly right.
That's what I want to do because I don't want.
You know damn well I'm not going to do it if I've got another way.
That's right, and I don't want you to have to declare emergency. But in your judgment, we ought to keep these boys out there.
I hate to add the cost to Treasury, though, $600 million, just because Old Rivers has got a military construction bill here, but I guess I can't veto both of them. They told me, he said, Old Rivers just outsmarted. Just said he's worse than Carl Vinson. They said you sent me two of them on the same day, and if I veto both of them, it looked like hell, and said you didn't ever expect to have Evan, and you just want that $600 million.
I'm going to not let anybody say that you're not my leader, because I'm just running your
phone. Well, you got that $600 million now, and...
Yeah, what you say, I'm just running your own.
God bless you. And
God bless you, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, and what you do so they don't get upset in the world, think that the armed service is torn to hell, what you all do is just get your bill, pass the damn thing right out with a new paragraph in it, and I'll have it up there where you quietly have Cy talk to you. And you just come out, and you don't need to ever say the president favors this, because that'd be bad, because no president ought to favor it. What you ought to say is this is a reasonable paragraph here, and if they don't like the one we sent them, well, we'll send them another one, which is fair, and it's already in 30 or 40 other pieces of legislation, and the GSA can't do it for any department without notice, so there's no reason why the Defense Department shouldn't be like every other department, and here it is, and we're going to send it back to him just like this with a new provision that's just like it is in every other government department. And don't say I favor it, but I'll sign it. I'll tell you that off the record. Goodbye.
Thank you, my friend.